Showbiz Podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to Showbiz Podcast, episode 10. And if you didn't know, this is our anniversary show for Friday, February 1st. We have quite a few birthdays, so let's start kicking that off. Jeff?
CC080.
Atreus 21.
Yomi.
Hill City Dave.
Chuckette 566.
1984.
Skeletal 13.
CEC 478 Worker.
And His Helen 89.
Well, that's quite a few birthdays.
Yeah, congratulations to all you people for having a February birthday.
And all the parents getting it on in May.
Yeah.
Well, besides that, we have quite a bit of showbizpizza.com discussion, too. If you didn't know, this is our 10th episode. So we want to do something a little special. We have a prize to give away to the winner of our character voice contest, but that's coming at the end of the show.
Well, as you can tell by the music, celebration. Brian and I are having a celebration right now because it's the 10th episode. We never even thought we'd make it 10 episodes of the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're still going. So what we're going to do is next week we're going to have a scheduled chat, like a special podcast chat. And all of you guys can join Brian and I inside the chat room on the forum and just talk to us about the podcast or anything you want to do.
Any shout-outs, you can send a shout-out on the show. Do whatever you want, but we really like your feedback, and we'd really appreciate it if you would join us.
We'll have a blast. Have some eggnog. Oh, yeah.
Eggnog, yeah!
Oh!
And speaking of the board, our for sale section has been updated. Now all listings have a two-month time limit, and that's not only to keep everything organized. Well, that's pretty much it, just to keep everything organized.
I got a special request from Matt the Franchise. He told me that he added a new video to his YouTube account, and it's a video remix of Take On Me, which is currently in Chuck E. Cheese's right now, and he wants you all to go check it out, so do it.
You did a good job, and we'd also like to thank Crystalyn and Rodney for submitting the video footage for the video remix.
What other news do we have?
Also, Pasquale333, he's going to be a father to twin girls, Rebecca Lynn and Angel Faith.
All right. I think it's time for some CEC news.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thank you to King5.com. They reported this next announcement. Yeah. As police search for a man who molested a 5-year-old boy inside Chuck E. Cheese's restaurant, inside their bathroom, some parents were wondering why it took police and the restaurant 2 weeks to go public about this case. The boy was assaulted January 9th after going to the bathroom by himself. Wonder what he was doing by himself.
Oh, yo.
Police say that a suspect sketch was released Thursday, and calls are coming in. Hopefully they will catch this guy. And here I will make a quote. A number of tips have come in. We are following up on them. So far, nothing concrete, but we are headed in the right direction, unquote, said Tacoma Police spokesman Mark Fulgham. After the interview was completed on Friday, police developed a profile of the suspect. He is white, 30 years old, 6 feet tall, 165 pounds with brown hair, a thin mustache, and Seattle Seahawks stocking cap. He was wearing a gray fleece vest, tan pants, and brown hiking boots. Police say the man dashed out of the restaurant and into the night after the boy's father went into check on his son, interrupting the assault.
Well, that's just really terrible. But luckily enough, we have the sketch, and we're going to post that on the board. So if anybody has any information, you can contact the Tacoma, Washington Police Department. We were going to bring it up with some good news. A kid found a little over $300, and he turned it in, but somebody already posted it on the board, so it looks like it's back to some bad news.
Thanks for ruining it, guys.
In Flint, Michigan, ABC12.com reports, police are saying very little about two fights that broke out at a popular kids' restaurant in Flint Township over the weekend. One sent a 3-year-old girl to the hospital. The Michigan Liquor Control Commission reports no previous violations at the Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza on Miller Road, but this isn't the first time trouble's been at the family restaurant. Police say they've been called there 35 times since January of last year. The uncle of 3-year-old Amani Baker says she got pepper spray in her eyes when police officers tried to break up the crowd. Police insist that the crowd was out of control, but Andre Brown disagrees. He says officers shouldn't have used pepper spray with that many kids around. In fact, authorities say up to 80 people have been involved. Several teenage girls apparently started it, and police soon broke out the pepper spray.
Bam!
And on Sunday, there was a second fight, but it was broken up quickly. In both cases, no arrests were made. The restaurant is owned by CEC Entertainment, and a corporate spokesperson said there late Monday night that we do everything in our power to make it a safe place for kids. These were both isolated incidents.
Is this REA Big C's store?
I don't know. But I know he posted something about it. I don't know if it's the same store.
If it is, you better start carrying a gun, man.
Right. I think he said that somebody was arrested, though, so I don't think it's his store.
All right. And now it's time for our Hot Topic winner.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Why, thank you, Brian.
Not a problem.
So, first I'd like to say thank you to everyone that participated in the poll we had up, and that was great fun. Hopefully we'll do that again. And now, the winner of the voice contest is... Thank you, Brian.
Not a problem again.
Danny H., who did the Studio Seabird, which is also my brother. All right, so... we promised that whoever won, we'd give a pretty sweet prize out to. So, Danny, you won an authentic Studio C DVD of your choice.
Awesome.
You get to pick your choice of any Studio C show I have.
That's pretty sweet, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's like a $75 value.
So here's a... little hint to our future contestants. Tell your friends, get everybody participating, because you also may win a really cool prize.
Well, speaking of you also and winning cool prizes, I think everybody should be a winner just because they participated in our very first character voice contest. What do you think, Brian?
Well, that sounds good to me.
All right, so to everyone out there, actually, the other four of you, actually three, because Matthew the Franchise doesn't count because he's a mod and he's not eligible. So to the other three, you guys are winners, and I'll discuss with you what you guys won. I just have to go think of what I want to go give away.
So, also, to our friend who did the Jasper impersonation, we need you to call our Showbiz Podcast hotline again, 312-285-0359, because as he said... we had to edit it out, but he's not a member on our forum, but we need your information so we could send you your prize.
And that just about does it. What's going to be our next hot topic?
All right, and to get away from all those fights, Chuck E. Cheese, we have a new hot topic coming up this week. We would like to hear what you would personally do to make Chuck E. Cheese a better place. It doesn't have to do with safety. It could be anything from decorations, the show, even the building. All right, so be sure to call us, and don't forget about our scheduled chat. Jeff and I just came up with a date. We had to edit it out, but when was that chat, Jeff?
It's going to be next Thursday, February 7th at 8-7 Eastern time. How's that sound?
Wait, 8 Eastern, 7 Central?
6 Mountain.
Mountain.
5 Pacific. West Pacific, yeah.
All right, sweet. So be sure to join us, and once again, this has been Showbiz Podcast. We got to leave you with a pace.
Peace.